Weekdays from midday, take a good look at the industries that shape our region. Primary Focus is an hour dedicated to letting you know what's happening in the primary industry sector. On farm, on a boat, on the road. Hosted by journalist and generational farmer Brian Littley, hear the news, opinions and stories to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the regional and rural economy. Weekdays from noon. Primary Focus on 5MU. From cattle to canola, crayfish to conservation. Primary Focus on 5MU.
Hello there, Brian Littley here for Primary Focus. Now, happy World Old Farmers Day to all the older farmers out there. What constitutes old? Well, post-retirement age of 60 perhaps. And I'm going to tell you what, with cattle and crop values the way they are at the moment, the average retirement age for farmers might very well come down a few years in the very near future.
The story shaping the day across South Australia. This is the Primary Focus Rural News.
Australia's leading rural charity, Rural Aid, has postponed its upcoming Our Towns event in Oraru. In consultation with the town's leaders, Rural Aid has decided to delay the award-winning program until 2022. The Australian Government has released its National Agricultural Innovation Policy Statement as part of the National Agricultural Innovation Agenda.
The Rural Weather Outlook for Ramsay Brothers, your partners in quality new and used farm machinery.
I have Jenny Horvett from the Weather Bureau on the line to tell me why I was so damn cold this morning and also whether we're going to wake up with wet feet tomorrow morning.
So, yeah, we saw some clear skies overnight, so that kept our minimum temperatures on the cool side, with most places being below average overnight. Spare a thought for people down in Keith, though, negative 0.6 and Arrowcourt negative 0.2 up at...
So I've got on the line here Eddie Nunn from Macumba Station. Eddie, how are you going up there, mate? You've got some wet feet.
Yeah, no, we're going all right, eh? We had a bit of rain. I started here yesterday morning. Rained all day yesterday, all night last night, and all morning to date. We're getting close to 100 milli an hour. Probably raining at about 5 mil an hour.
If your biggest muscles grow on ropes, Primary Focus, 5MU.
Definitely there's been a downturn over the last, you know, when I first started, there was, you know, heaps of fish coming through. But now, with all the government buybacks of licences, closure of areas, marine parks and things like that, definitely been a big impact on what we see coming through the fish market now. So there's a lot less fish. Wild caught fish is becoming, unfortunately, a lot dearer. Still a huge demand for it. But prices are sort of...
From paddock to plate, Primary Focus. If you know crunching isn't the latest dance move on TikTok, Primary Focus. 5MU.
Yeah, look, we sort of, obviously, yeah, we pan them up in their quality lines. So the eight pens along each laneway. The vendors all have their display there of what sort of bloodline they are. We have an auctioneer in the pens and... Obviously, yeah, a bit of bidding action and to get the sale really cranking along is what we are looking to achieve. So, yeah.
If you can talk about wieners all day and not giggle, Primary Focus.
Talking from a personal point of view, we've got some cattle down on our property down the southeast, some steers that you go down and you just see, you watch them, they're just growing and growing. And you think, should I actually capitalise on it now? But I've got a lot of grass, so, you know, for every kilo they put on, I'm putting on a... $6 or $7, so you know.
From paddock to plate, Primary Focus on 5MU.